our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Uh-huh.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're awesome.
Hold on. I mean, there may be some microphone noise.
Microphone noise.
I'm moving it closer. It's moving closer. I gotta knock these creeplings off. Oh, follow up to our you're Adam. I'm Holly.
We did that.
Oh my god, it's been that kind of day apparently.
You need some coffee?
No, I had too much.
Do we need to go coffee back in time and fix it?
I can't. We can't go back.
But what if it turns out that you're actually Holly from the past?
But I wouldn't know. Don't. I've seen so much weird time issue bullshit recently. Anyway, a follow up to our.
Do you think these Arceuses are still good?
They were good till the end of November, I thought. Yeah, they're still good.
Are they?
End of November.
What does it
say? November 30th.
Really?
Yes, it's at the bottom. Anyway.
I should probably do that.
We had our creeplings share giveaway thing. What we did, what we forgot to mention or make a caveat for is that we can't win, but we didn't do that, and actually Adam won.
So
I guess
nobody
we're
gets them.
Keeping it, that's fun.
Did y'all guys see the video?
Yeah, we need it. If there would have been more entries, there'd have been
I think
lower
there needs
Adam
to be a
won
way to edit Facebook videos, because the first like minute and a half of it was just you pointing camera at my feet.
Yes, I know, because I was waiting for you to be ready.
No, I was ready the whole time. You were waiting for people to show up.
Whatever.
You're like, I'm waiting for viewers.
No, I wanted to clear this off, and like we didn't do that. It's fine. It doesn't matter. You're right, though. Yeah. There does need to be a way to edit it. Maybe there is, and I don't know about
maybe
it.
Maybe you don't know.
Probably not, though, I feel like.
Speaking
live
of editing video.
Oh, no.
Remember
did
what
we talk about this last week?
Yeah, well, I'm giving an update.
Did you do anything?
Listen, I'm trying to tell you my story.
I'm listening.
So last week we talked about how I was editing the Hurley is Lost, which is the Lost from Hurley's point of view.
I bought more candy corn. It was like 70 cents. I tweeted an update. The Walgreens still has candy. So if you still need candy, the Walgreens on Stone and 45th in Seattle still has a bunch of chocolate.
Yeah. In the Wallingford neighborhood right across the street from our
M&M's. And yeah, so if you're in the neighborhood, pick some up. It's still there.
If you need some
back
M&Ms,
by the pharmacy.
Or if you need
back
some.
Back end cap.
If you
that's
need,
why it's still there. It's because it's way back there.
If you need like a mask that looks like a chicken head.
Yeah.
Or a Batman, that's right across the street.
You get those across the street. Anyway, you were telling a story
we,
about
what
video.
What did we buy at Archie McPhee? Because I was looking through our bills and I'm like,
oh, we bought my Minnesota State Fair mug.
Oh, your Minnesota State Fair
Minnesota
mug.
Minnesota State Fair 2007.
And we,
it's
I think
yellow.
We bought like some tiny little.
I used the hell out of it. We bought a little koosh thing that I play with at work.
Oh, it's just stuff for work.
No, and we bought a little Dr. Pepper can. And then we bought a little tiny dice. Like a little tiny dice
oh,
shaker.
Oh, that's right. We have
and
that
then
over
there's
there
one other thing.
We should roll the tiny dice.
Okay. Oh, and we bought, you wanted this Buddha eraser, so.
Oh, it's an eraser.
Yeah, I think it feels like an eraser.
I think it's just a little guy.
I think it's an eraser.
Might be. He's going to live here with our with the other creeplings.
All right, we bought
he's
these,
about the same size as the other creeplings.
We bought this dice shaker at Archie
McPhee. We're
going to
roll it. If you can guess the number we roll.
Yeah. I mean, no, because I'm not going to write it down anywhere, so.
Oh, yeah, but we'll know it.
It's 2d6s.
Tell me what it is, but don't tell them.
Hold on, I have to find out first, because these are numbered really weird. Oh, I get it. The holes, the little pips are not all filled in with, what number was that? We'll give you what one of the numbers is. What was it?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you picked it up already.
Yeah, but I wasn't looking. I was trying to figure out what you're, how they, you can't tell what it is.
Oh, because one of the pips isn't filled in on this one, on the six over here.
Oh.
So
was
I was
that,
confused.
Was that the one that came up?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know what came.
No, put it in. I'm shaking it.
It's
a little dice shaker.
It's very tiny.
Yeah, I don't think we're really stressing how tiny these are. All right.
Let me see that.
Got a number.
Let me look. Oh, yeah, they're just bad at filling in pips, aren't they?
I mean, these dice are like 3 millimeters. Okay, so
if you can, everybody gets one guess.
You can tweet at us, you can put it on.
You can send us an email.
You can email us at ahapodcast@gmail.com.
If you want to guess the number. You can tweet us
at ahapodcast, you can put it on the Facebook page. Like it's going to be a number between interact 2 and 12,
because they're both
We're not like the kind of people who make money when you interact with us.
No, we don't have to like hashtag anything.
What do they call it? It's called something. It's not called interaction, it's called engagement. Mm-hmm. Like your engagement, Facebook or YouTube or whatever pay you based on your engagement.
Do they pay us?
Or Twitter? No, they pay people who actually have engagement. Like people who, because it brings people to the platform where they see ads and they make money, right? But
oh, that's fair.
We don't have any of that. So.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Someday, they will pay us 30 cents.
We've only been doing this podcast for like four years. 5 years.
So didn't we pass our like 200th episode a while back?
Yeah.
I wonder what episode number we're at now.
You're still in the middle of telling a story about a video.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So so a week ago, I decided I wanted to edit Lost, and then I didn't do anything at all since then.
I thought you had a real update.
That was the update. I just haven't looked at it.
Update. I started a lot of projects. He gave up.
I start a lot of projects and then just
never finish any of them.
Yeah. I did build a whole magic set once, though. But I keep updating it.
Yeah, you keep fixing it and changing it entirely, like everything about it. I'm trying to think of any other project we've successfully completed. Either one of us.
We wrote a song once, remember?
We did write a song, that's true. You can find that on our SoundCloud. Adam's SoundCloud, actually.
Uh-huh.
But it's also, like, in the podcast? Was it a special podcast?
It was on the podcast.
I think it was a middle of the week podcast.
It might have been. Yeah.
Or it was a... It might have been back when we were doing advertisements, and it might have been like an interlude of an advertisement for the church.
That's what it was.
It might have been what it was.
It was the advert. Should we do an advertisement?
No, we don't have any sponsors this week.
We do. We have this guy.
Nope.
No, we don't.
I don't know if you remember what the joke about the advertisements was, but the joke was that they weren't real advertisements. You guys, if you hadn't figured it out yet, none of those were real paid advertisements.
We didn't see $1.
Actually, I feel like maybe we did get something once. We got like a candy or something someone gave us. That could have been payment.
Should we do an advertisement for a thing?
No, you can't. You can't acknowledge the advertisement. You can't. You have to just go to it. You have to just be like, we're gonna take an advertisement break. Yeah, you forget. Maybe next week we'll pretend we didn't have this conversation and we'll do it like we used to do.
Okay. So I made a soup today.
You did make soup.
I just threw all the shit together.
It was lentil soup.
Lentil with ham. I put a ham in it.
Regular old lentil ham soup.
And some carrots.
Carrots. Celery. Celery, I believe is what you wrote. Celery.
Hold on, let me see what I wrote.
I know you wrote hamp.
Hamp.
You do that. I have been... catching up on Babylon 5, and by catching up, I mean the show aired like 20 years ago, so not really all that catching up.
You just finished season 3.
I just finished season 3, and oh man, it's intense. There's like some time travel stuff that's really complicated. There's like, people are like dying, and like, oh.
Carrots. Sarely.
Sarely?
Sarely.
Sarely.
Umbin.
Umbin, that's my favorite, I think. I think I like Umbin the best.
Garrick.
And then Hamp.
Hamp. That's the ingredients.
I really like Umbin.
Umbin. Sarely.
What else?
Sarely.
What else have we been Sarely. Doing? We've been watching Westworld. I think we've decided not to monopolize the time.
Yeah, we're
of
this
not
going to.
Oh,
gonna.
Shit. The new Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Pokemon Sun and
I was
Moon
like,
out.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to buy it. And then,
yeah,
and then the day came
it.
Out,
and
I just like, well, it's 8 a.m., I'm just going to go to
yeah,
Target.
Yeah, like, you had the day off, so, like, why not?
I was like, I'll just go to Target.
We paid too much. Turns out we had a coupon.
Yeah, could've we could have saved like $5.
$5 off. Or we could have pre-ordered on Amazon and saved, like, a buttload of, like, 20% off. Yeah, but we didn't.
Been $16. We just paid full-ass price.
We didn't do any of that. No, it wouldn't have been 16. It would have been 31 each.
That's $8 off each one. $16.
Oh, we would have saved $16. I see what you're saying. I thought you were saying it was going to cost $16. I'm like, no, that'd be really cheap.
No, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. So we've been playing that. It continues in the thread of Pokemon X and Y in that it's really easy.
Yeah.
Like, it's even easier than X and Y in a way that I don't really appreciate.
I don't know. I've found some challenge in it.
Yeah, one challenge is calling for help. Fuck those guys.
So yeah, Pokemon, oh, you got to fight against them now?
And sometimes they do it in a chain, and you're just like, stop! So, one mechanic that they've introduced, if you're not playing the game, or if you are playing the game and haven't gotten this far yet, or if you don't even care, you're going to listen. Calling for help. So if you encounter a wild Pokemon and you don't kill it like right away, you give it a turn or two, it might call for help and bring another one.
Yeah.
And then suddenly,
or something else. I got something else.
And then suddenly you are in a battle, a double battle, but you only have one Pokemon.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks. It's awful. Did you get your red card?
I did get a red card. I fought the trainer on
the red card's
Route 3.
Really cool. Yeah.
And when they hit you, they get returned.
Yeah, they get swapped out for somebody else, which actually worked in my favor. Mm-hmm. But then they put poison spikes or whatever around, and then you get hurt.
Uh-huh. Do you have poison spikes?
No, I don't. But the guy who I was fighting,
yeah, he had
did,
stealth so. Rock.
Yeah, stealth rock.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah, but Pokemon's a lot of cutie new Pokemon. One's called Cutie Fly.
Cutie Fly.
They're not even trying to hide it.
It's a little cutie fly.
There's one that I found incredibly difficult to beat. I was really having a hard time beating it, and I can't remember what it is, but it's like a little flower guy.
It's like Cottony?
No, it's like Lilla something, or...
Oh, yeah, you have Lilligant, or... No. Yeah, I know which one it is. It's the grass bug type.
Yeah, I found it, for some
fire.
Reason, really hard to beat. I didn't have any fire Pokemon.
Use flying.
I had flying Pokemon, but... But it had,
Pet
like,
Will.
Confuse Ray or whatever, and Sleep Powder, and everything in the early parts of this game can confuse you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why so many early Pokemon have, like, confuse attacks, but they all do.
It's a pain in the tuchus.
One thing that's really cool, though, is that they introduced a thing where you can, like, play with and, like, pet your Pokemon after the battle, and you can heal them. So if they got paralyzed or frozen or burned or whatever, you can heal them afterwards.
Yeah, you give them medicine so they're less sad.
Yeah, you don't have to waste items on it. Which I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like interacting with my Pokemon. I get to, like, brush dirt off of them.
Uh-huh.
My Magnemite got all dusty.
Yeah, and he's like, my one eye.
I only have one. How does he eat? This was a question raised by my sister.
It
She's
eats
like,
from his
how
eyeball.
How does Magnemite eat, though? I'm like, it was eye, duh.
Ob.
Of course, it.
It's his only
with his eyeball.
It's his only hole to the inside of him.
Is it even a hole? That's unclear.
I don't know about.
Well,
I like
there's
that
the holes the screws go into. But
I like that you get
Magnemite out.
Really early in this one.
I do too. There's a good mix of Pokemon.
Yeah, there's some
so
good
a lot
stuff
of
you can get early.
Pokemon though, a lot of the early Pokemon, or maybe I just felt that
I
way.
I just got like
felt...
a Picky Peck.
Yeah, but like. I mean, like, you get a Caterpie that turns into Butterfree. There's Picky Peck. There's Wingull. There's a Spearow is pretty early on.
Yeah, but there's a ton of early
I know,
flying
I'm just
Pokemon
saying
in all
that
of them.
There
like
is.
Birds.
Well, and then it didn't help that my starter's also a flyer.
Oh, yeah.
So
they say that it's the toughest to play with Rowlet.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. I'm never using Rowlet. Like, I haven't used Rowlet barely at all. Because
there's, and I already have other water types.
Yeah, the only reason I've used Rowlet is for brute forcing, which is how
that,
I play every
They say
Pokemon
that
game.
Litten is the best one because it's a good fire type and it kills a lot of the early stuff.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of water early, though, too.
Well, then use your Rowlet and his grass attack.
I haven't been. I've been using Magnemite.
Oh, because he has an electric.
Yeah, because there's a lot of water flying. Like, it's just a lot of, like, flyers and... water flyers.
You can get a Pikachu or a Pichu early.
I got a Pichu. I have not used it. I will not probably end up using it. I should go find out what my party is. One second. I'll be right back.
Yeah, right now I have a Makuhita. I have... I just evolved my Abra into Kadabra.
My party is probably a pretty standard early on party. Let me see who I got.
DS's.
Let me see who I got. One thing I also don't like is you can't access the menu from the touch screen. I really want to be able to do that. I want to be able to hold my stylus in one hand, navigate with the other hand, and do everything in the game. But I can't get into the menu from the touchscreen, so I have to physically press the button, which I don't want to do.
Lame. How dare they make you press a button?
Well, no, I've never had it. Like,
you can press the L
other
button.
Ones, it doesn't.
You can
doesn't
change
open
the settings.
Menu. It
oh,
only goes to A. Yeah, you can't. There's no way to do it. It really
Bull
sucks.
Bull stuff.
All right. My current party is a cutie fly, who I just put in my party. I swapped him out for my Ledian, which finally evolved.
Mm-hmm.
Magnemite.
Yeah.
Slowpoke.
Oh, Slowpoke. He's good.
Adam, who is my Munchlax.
Oh, yeah. So here's a trainer's tip. Do a mystery gift from the internet, they will give you a Munchlax.
You get a Munchlax and a Snorlaxium.
Snorlaxium Z.
I have a whatever Picky Peck evolves into.
I like Picky Peck.
I don't know. I named him Pocky Peck, so I can't really see what his real.
See, that's the trick. I don't.
I don't care.
Name them until.
And then I know their names. I have a Rowlet named Dickens.
That's a good name.
I thought so. I'm liking my addition to the cutie fly just because he's so fucking cute,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't used him yet because he's like 7 levels below everybody else right now. That's the problem with adding new Pokemon. I thought about bringing Machop in,
mm-hmm.
but I don't need him. It turns out somebody else has a fighting move. I think it's Picky Peck.
Yeah, Picky Peck has Peck and, or does he have Pluck
yet?
He
has Pluck and Rock Smash.
Yeah, I gave him Brick Break too.
Oh, that's a good idea. So that's been useful to have. He's not a fighting type, though. He's just normal flying, but apparently he can use those fighting type moves.
Yeah. Cool. I don't know. Maybe he evolves into like a flying fighting or something.
Is there a third evolution? I thought it was just those two.
No, there's a third one on the page. I don't know what it is.
Oh, one other thing to note is that your Pokedex is live
because
mm-hmm. there's a Rotom in it, and he talks to you, and he's like, let's find out what kind of Pokemon you just caught.
I don't know. It's weird that he talks, though.
Cause it is a little weird.
But maybe it's not him talking. It's just him putting energy into the...
I think it's him talking, though. Like, maybe it's what the Rotom would say, and then there's a translator. Like, it translates from Pokemon.
That's what I'm thinking.
So he would say, like, Rotom, and they'd say, like, what he really meant was, wow, you did such a great job in that battle.
Should we do a snack?
We have another donated snack this week.
Oh, we do?
We didn't get to eat... Yeah, we had that bean thing.
What is it?
Yeah, it's not going to be great. We didn't get to do the snack we bought last week. Did you eat that?
What was it?
The Asian pear.
No.
What happened to it?
Is it still there?
I don't think it's still there. Did we decide not to buy it? There's no Asian pear in here.
Did you eat it?
No.
You ate something. You ate something that you thought was an apple, and it turned out it was an Asian pear.
No, I didn't. No, it's not.
Did you eat an apple?
Maybe we didn't buy the Asian pear.
Maybe we didn't.
I think maybe we didn't.
Okay. Well, let's have our snack.
If we did, it is lost somewhere in our kitchen.
It's somewhere hiding in the kitchen.
All right, so we have a snack.
It is a
rectangle. It is mostly in a different language.
It could be one of four things.
One of four languages?
No. It could be one of four things. There were four different ones in this package.
Oh, it only says one. It just says bean jelly.
Right, there's four different things that were in there, but I don't know which one it is.
Okay,
four.
So this is either going to be plum,
mm-hmm.
bean, red bean, somehow different than bean,
mm.
or salt.
I hope it's salt flavor.
So, it's some sort of, it looks like a gummy.
But it's a
bean
rectangle.
Jelly, which
it's
means,
like,
I think it's probably going to have a wetter texture than your typical,
it's like 2.5 inches by 1.5 inches.
It is. It's
by like 3/4
of an
inch.
It's large. They're individually wrapped. It feels very much
like a brick.
Like a thick jelly.
It's so weird.
There's an arrow here, which I think,
Peel it open. All right.
Why can't more American snacks be good at doing this? Do I want to take a bite of it first? No. Will I take a bite of it first? Yes.
Tell me if it's salt flavor.
I'm not going to tell you anything.
You're not telling me anything by your face.
I told you I wasn't going to. It's kind of nondescript, honestly. It could be any of the beans or the plum, and I don't really think I know the difference.
I like it.
I know it's not the salt, though. I don't love the texture. There's something in the middle.
Is there?
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing? I'm trying to get to the thing in the middle. How do you know there's something in the middle?
Maybe it's not the middle. Maybe it's just in there. It's like, I think it's bits of bean skin.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's made from beans. Yeah. I like this a lot.
I wouldn't choose it, but I don't hate it as much as a lot of the other snacks we've had.
Mm-hmm. It's scarier than it tastes. Or it looks scarier than it tastes.
The ingredients on most of these are very similar. like it's bean jam, glucose syrup, agar, and then whatever the ingredient is. The salt one. Bite. Oh, sugar. Sugar's a thing too. No, I'm okay.
I'm gonna eat it.
Eat it. Good. You hardly ever get to eat candy anymore.
It's like candy.
You know what? That's probably why you like it more. Because you haven't been eating as much candy. It probably tastes sweeter and nicer to you.
Good.
Meanwhile, I've just been eating my stash of M&Ms and cotton here and candy corn over here. Never, don't mind me.
Bean. I'm eating sweet bean candy.
That's why other countries find these, like, delicacies that I never find are sweet enough. They always think they're sweet enough because their threshold for sweet is so much lower.
OMG.
I'm glad you like it.
So? Oh, it's all sticky.
It is sticky.
It's all sticky.
Mm-hmm.
It's too sweet.
Too sweet!
I'm gonna throw it away.
He says it's too sweet. I would like to note, not that sweet, but Adam has not been eating candy.
It's made of beans.
So he thinks it's sweet.
I know it's sweet.
Which
I'm
is fine.
Eat celery instead.
Adam is gonna have celery.
My snack is gonna be celery.
Cerely.
Cerely.
How about after the podcast, though?
Listen, I'm gonna eat it. I'm gonna have one now because my mouth is full of too much sweet.
Can you just, like, drink some water or something? Because I can't sustain this podcast alone. I am not cool enough for that.
It's fine.
Was that you knocking?
Yeah.
It was?
How was your ranch?
No, seriously, was that you knocking?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was tapping the water off of my celery.
I see. How are my ranch chips? Ranchy at first bite, but the ranch flavor disappears really quickly, which made me sad.
I like sun
chips. I wanted it to linger more. And it just tastes like plain sun chips.
Mmm.
If you give me a mind trap, I'll ask you one while you're chewing up your celery. I feel like we've had this one. Where'd you pull this from?
Tell me it.
Did you pull it from the back?
I pulled it from the middle.
Okay, well, I think we've had this one.
Put it in the back.
You gotta pull it from the very front. Alright. I got three of them. No, this one's terrible. We're not doing that one.
Okay, you have two of them then.
No, I just have three. I have a different one. Alright. If you saw your mirror image holding a letter D in your left hand, what would you in actuality be doing?
Holding a letter D in your left hand?
If you saw your mirror image holding a letter D in your left hand, what would you in actuality be doing?
Holding a letter D in your left hand?
No, you'd be holding a letter B in your right hand. Like, if the image that you saw was holding a letter D in its left hand. Yeah, I know that, but I don't think that's what the spirit of this question.
Well, that's bullshit.
You would be holding a letter B in your right hand. Would you, like, tear it up?
No, it's whatever.
It's not that. It's not bullshit enough for that?
No.
Are we doing an interlude?
Yeah, well, I'm going to tune my guitar with my guitar
tuner. Oh, you're
going to
tune it on the podcast?
Yep.
That's good podcasting.
Well, I just changed the strings.
You did just change the strings. Is my talking going to throw it off?
Yep. Give it a second. Ooh. Ooh, there it is. Nope. Ba-ding. You're getting closer. Oh, I'm turning the wrong one. That makes a difference. This is going to be way off now. Almost there. Oh dear.
That's like a different note.
Hear that? Okay, it's good now. I have changed my guitars.
It's just my luck, screamed Barney Dribble. It was about 10:30 in the morning, and for once, I hadn't had a drink yet. I was driving. For once. Oh, his name's Barney Dribble. I was driving along the highway, doing the legal speed of 100 kilometers per hour. My old heap just passed the safety, and my license plates, license, and insurance were all in order. Not only that, but I was even wearing my seatbelt. So anyway, I'm driving along, I pass a couple of cars, being certain not to go over 100 clicks, and the next thing I know, a cop pulls me over and gives me a ticket. What could Barney have done wrong?
Didn't wear a seatbelt?
No, he just said he was wearing a seatbelt. I'm thinking like a tail light out. That wasn't called out here. Although that would be a safety test.
I see what
so
it
we did pass that. Yeah.
Okay. 10:30 in the morning. legal speed of 100 kilometers.
Mm-hmm.
Driving along.
Something different at 10:30 in the morning on a day in Canada. Canada, we've never lived
in
you.
Is he driving in the wrong lane?
Oh, maybe. Oh, it said he passed some people. What was it?
He was driving his car in the wrong direction.
Okay, well, that's... He clearly knew better. That doesn't sound tuned. That does. Okay. I got one more. The dead body of Carrie Queen, the famous American romance novelist, lay slumped across his hotel room. His hand lay near an empty bottle of sleeping pills. A suicide note lay on the desk. "It's so strange," said the bellhop. "As I was carrying Mr. Queen's bags, he was talking excitedly about being in England. As a matter of fact, he said it was the first time he'd ever been out of the U.S., and he was planning to write his next novel with London as the setting." Shadow looked at the note. It read, "Oh, they don't even introduce Shadow. They're just like, you know who Shadow is." Shadow looked at the note. It read, "I've lost my will to live. My work has received all the honor it deserves. My writing was the center of life, but in retrospect, I suppose they're just trashy novels. As the color fades from my eyes, I can only hope for a better life in the next world." "Based on this, I'm sure Mr. Queen was murdered," declared Shadow. "Why?" You are not going to be able to answer this. This is a visual issue.
Is it because he spelled it wrong?
Yes, they spelled center R-E and they put all the U's in honor and color.
Because he's American. He's supposed to be.
Because he's American. He wouldn't put those in. Honor, seller, and color. Yep. Top three.
Top three what?
Top three.
Top three chords.
The three chords you use in every
minor,
sound you make.
A minor. G.
Say that's
oh, wait,
the next
no, that's a C. G. D.
That's four.
F.
It's too many chords. It's too many chords. It's top three chords.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm gonna go with paracord. And that stuff we used to use for those little like bead keychains. You probably never made those because you were a boy. We'd take beads and you take this like cord stuff and then you like loop the beads through it. And then you have a turtle when you're done. That's a real thing. That's my second favorite chord. My third favorite chord is probably like the wood.
You know
like,
what my
cord.
Favorite chord is?
What?
Spinal.
Spinal.
Number one favorite.
Number one, two, and three.
Yeah.
Did you have something to say?
No, I don't know. I'm just...
What time are we at?
Oh, we're checking the time now. That's a
good
sign.
We're checking the time. That's
a
thing on the podcast. That's what people do on podcasts.
We're at like half an hour.
Oh, cool. I don't want to go super far over because we've had a few long ones this month.
We watched Westworld.
Yeah, we talked about that already.
Yeah, well, we just said we watched it.
I didn't want to get too far into it on this podcast because one, it gets really spoilery.
It gets really complicated.
Really quick, yeah, and complicated.
So
really
just watch Westworld already, jeez.
Yeah, if you don't have HBO Go, find a loved one who does.
Or just
someone will have
it.
No, pay for it because this show actually deserves to be paid for. I got some more books from the library. Despite the fact that I have not finished the previous books I got from the library.
We should finish those first.
I should, but I already got those other ones, so. I returned Babylon 5 to the library. I had it for 2 weeks the first time around. I watched like 6-7 episodes, and then I didn't have it, and then I waited to get it again, and then I watched it all in the last like 24 hours that I had.
I guess it just got good.
No, I just had to bring it back, and I didn't have to try to check it out a third time. But one thing that I learned is that when I'm binge-watching a TV show, I need to request the next season from the library before I think I need it. Because sometimes they end seasons of TV shows with cliffhangers, and then you don't know what's going to happen for a while. And back in the day, like when the show was actually on, you had to wait on the cliffhanger for like 6 months?
Top three
but
cliffhangers.
I don't have to do that. Right now. I don't have to. I could just have it. But also, I put Babylon 5, the DVDs, on my wish list for Christmas. If you want to buy it for me, you can go to my wish list on Amazon. You can search for it. Email address is SharonScully@gmail.com. Find my wish list.
Do you remember?
Give me Babylon 5. Give me a metal detector. I think there's a metal detector on my wish list. There's, also, I realized today I want a food dehydrator. We don't have anywhere to put it, but I want one. There's also this thing called a breakfast station that, look up breakfast station on Amazon. Go search for breakfast station. Google breakfast station on Amazon.
I'm doing, oh my God, I don't want that.
I would like to point out that as he was typing breakfast station, when he got to the B-R-E-A, it auto-corrected to breast milk bags and because that was the thing he might want. Yeah, breakfast station. No, second one. Go to it.
Retro series.
It's like, okay, so it's a combination coffee maker and griddle on the top and a toaster oven. And I think there's one other thing, too. I gotta be honest, I'm really into it. And I want to get one for work, like to put in our area so that we don't have to walk all the way to the microwave.
You can have coffee like and kitchen. Pancakes and sausage.
And toast and anything you need an oven for. I can make little batches of because we have like a freezer.
You can have a grilled cheese.
I could like freeze cookies and make little batches of cookies to make like two fresh cookies at 3 p.m. because everybody needs a fresh cookie at 3 p.m. Listen, this is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. You could sell them.
Retro, 3-in-1 family-sized breakfast station.
You can make pancakes.
You can't sell them on Amazon.in from the U.S. This is important for my job.
Alright, I'm going to get you Babylon 5 on Blu-ray.
It doesn't exist on Blu-ray. It only exists on DVD.
What?
I don't know what else to tell you. Also, that price went up since yesterday.
$78.19?
Oh, never mind. I was looking at the one with the movie collection. There's movies I'm supposed to be watching, too. There's, like, a suggested watch-it order, and it's complicated, and I think I'm just not going to.
DVD repackage? What's that bullshit?
I don't know. Anyway.
Final Reckoning, The Fate of Bester.
Yeah, there's, like, 4 movies and, like, a, oh, I guess I know that Bester survives now.
Does he?
Well, I don't know, because there's a movie about his fate, so...
Well, maybe he doesn't survive.
There's like a movie. There's like a prequel movie that came out before the series came out, and then there's like movies in the middle, and then there's like a recommended viewing order that involves viewing like some of the seasons, and then part of this season, and then watching a movie, and then part of this season and watching a movie, and then
why haven't you been doing that?
And then most of the last season, except the last episode, and then watch a movie, and then watch the last episode.
Wow. You should do
Why
that.
Why have I not been doing that? Because I would have to get movies. That all from the library at the same time.
Or you could just buy this one. It has all the seasons.
To pay
seasons.
For that. I get it free from the library.
Yeah, library's
right now.
Free as shit.
Someone else is going to give it to me. That's fine. But
you
I'm
know what
not
you could do when you get it.
It
from the library? Just take them and then burn the discs on your hard drive.
No, I'm not going to do that.
What? Why? It's free.
Well, one, because I don't have a good program to do it. And two, because I already didn't for the first 3 seasons. So.
Yeah, well, you can get them from the library
it's
again.
It's just like watching them on the TV.
They're still free.
Like, watch them on the TV.
How come we don't have, like, DVD burners yet? Wasn't that a thing?
We do.
We do? Well, then there you go.
I've, like a lot of computers have them.
Yeah. Well, then there's your
Like,
there's
my
your
boyfriend
solution.
In high school had 10...
No, I mean, like, why don't
ten,
we have them?
10 literal years ago.
No, like, why don't we have
oh,
them?
Oh, us personally? I don't know. I might. Mine might be a DVD burner. I don't know. Probably not, though. But maybe.
Because who...
They cost
a
little bit
Who needs
more.
To burn a DVD anymore?
When's the last time you even... Do you even have a disk drive on your computer?
I think so. There it is.
Oh, you do?
I needed
have
to install Skyrim.
Have you ever put
Skyrim.
A disk into it? That was your old computer.
Was it?
Yeah, I don't think it was this computer. Maybe it was this computer.
This is the only computer I've had for
no,
a long
No, it was
time.
This computer before...
I got it upgraded.
Before you took out the thing that was seemingly stuck in there with gum. Like,
it, was
it
like
wasn't. It was
putty.
Sticky tack, but...
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
It was so bad.
I mean, it worked for like 2 years.
I've had this computer a long time.
You
and
have.
It's still kicking.
It is. Your hey, speakers up. Are going to shit, but your computer's okay.
It's better now.
No, it's not. I heard it last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you unplug it again?
No. I didn't touch it because I was going to bed.
That's fine.
Well, it's not. The only reason that it hasn't been bothering anybody is because I haven't used my computer in a month.
I
haven't even turned mine on, so I haven't been over here. You don't hear it because you're deaf.
That's probably correct.
No, that's exactly correct.
That's probably correct.
You're deaf. In addition to being blind.
How Pretty do
soon
I...
you're just going to have to, like, feel around.
Uh-huh. I
Hope
do that.
For the best.
I do that all the time anyway.
Do you? Yeah. Do you really?
Yeah.
I feel like you don't, though. Do you always, like, when you walk, do you, like, lead with your hands?
No, not when I'm, like, around. Like, when I'm asleep.
No, or, you like, don't. You actually stay pretty still when you're asleep.
No, like, when I have my glasses off and...
You just breathe like a person who is dying. Like, I realize that some of the breathing that you do, it sounds like a person, like, it's like a person who's, like, either trying to breathe, like, real shallow or, like, trying to catch their breath. Or, like, someone, like, if you, like, hold your breath.
You should do it. You should do a tape recorder of it. Get a tape recorder.
It's depressing. It's, like, actually scary. I thought about recording you on my phone a number of times.
Like, get that one, like, when you push the two buttons down.
Like to tell you a story about how my mom and my sister recorded me in, like, third or fourth grade because I snored so bad.
Yeah.
Because I didn't believe it. And then they recorded it and they threatened to send it to a local radio station. And I was like, don't do that. It was never going to happen. What are the radio going to do? Play it and humiliate me.
How would they do that? Why would they ever do that?
9-year-old me did not care about
this. Hey, so we got this tape in the mail, and apparently it's some 9-year-old girl snoring. So we're going to play that instead of music.
We had a tape recorder. One way you press both buttons. Yeah. Everybody did, right?
Yeah, but you have to like not push the middle button. In the like, there's like a big two buttons, and then there's one that sticks up that you can't push.
What?
I don't know. Never mind.
No, I think you're right. That's like the one that cancels it or stops it.
There's like a little orange button, like a tiny tab that you can't push down.
I forgot about all of that. How quickly all of this goes out of our minds.
And then when you tape over, you have to put tape over the little hole on top so you can tape over it.
Yeah, that I knew about because we hardcore recorded a lot of stuff from the library that you're not supposed to be able to record. We pirated before pirating was cool.
Because you weren't allowed to because they took the little tab off.
Yeah, that we're like, fucking tape that shit. You can do whatever you want. They don't care.
They don't care. It's free.
Yeah.
That's how I got all of my Dark Tower books on,
really?
On DVD. I just got them from the library. Book on tape. I got them from the library and just burned them on my computer.
Remember book on tape? People still have that. They still make, like, CDs.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean.
No, but that's silly. It's 2016. Just download it.
Just get the audio.
Of course, I forget that not everyone has the internet or computers, even.
Oh, I had an idea for my work.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You did actually have an idea for your work. It's a cool idea.
So you know how old people always have maps of downtown?
They do.
Yeah. So my idea was we should contact the map people and have them put our store on the map.
You probably have to pay a lot of money for that.
I don't know how much, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't
it's
know
probably
how much
a lot, right? Because, like, most of the stuff downtown that's on the map is, like, historical or... It's not?
No, it's all stores. Like, the map that I saw... There was two maps I saw. There's one that just had, like, a bunch of stores on it. It's, like, the Crumpet Shop and all that bullshit.
Yeah, but that's even... That's, like, classic, like, things that are in Pike Place that people know
and
about.
And they had, like... Made in Washington store that was in the same mall.
Again,
that we're in.
Like that's something specific and touristy to the area. There's candy stores everywhere.
Yeah, but there's not my candy store.
I mean, you guys could check, but I don't know that they'd do it.
I know
it's
that's
not
why,
particularly touristy or Seattle centric.
I'm just telling you my idea.
I know. I liked your other idea better.
What was
your,
my other idea?
Find the Santa's idea.
Oh yeah, they changed it, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I still like it.
Yeah, it's gonna happen on the 28th. If you're in Seattle, go to the.
Only one day.
Well, the week of the 28th.
Oh, the week of the 28th.
Because it's the week after...
November 28th?
Yeah.
I'm not doing it during through Christmas?
That is
just
Christmas
doing it that
season.
One week?
Well, they're going to try it for a week and see how it
goes. See how it rates. Yeah. See if they make more sales or if they just end up losing money.
All right, are you done podcasting?
You done podcasting?
Yeah, I got to go to bed.
It's 8:59.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
My boss. Oh, my God. So he's got like a kid. And he was saying the other day about he and his wife, like, stayed up late to watch a football game. And one of the other people in my team piped up with a question I wouldn't have thought to ask, which was, how late was late for you? And he goes, like, 8:30. Oh, boy. He's like,
that's
yeah, we usually go to bed around 8. And I was just like, oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
That's what happens.
He's not even old. He's, like, 30.
He's reasonable. That's, like, you're supposed to go to bed
nobody
early.
Nobody should go to bed at 8:30.
You know what time
not
I woke
after
up this
the age
morning?
Of 10. You should
time,
not
you know
go to bed.
You know time I woke up this
before
morning?
Before 8:30.
Because I went to sleep at, like, 10 o'clock.
4:15.
It was, like, 4:30.
Jesus Christ.
And before the
you're
alarm.
You're so old.
Like, well,
you're
I have enough
even,
sleep now.
You're not even old.
What are you pushing on me?
You're pushing it back.
I know, but I was asking... Why are you pushing on me? Are you ready to be done with this?
Yeah, what's your sign off?
See you later.
No.
Potato.
No. Good. It's red bean great. Trying.
Let's just be done with it.
It's just.
I'm done. This is
sometimes
it.
Sometimes
goodbye.
I try things.
Goodbye, celery.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.